Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and today we will learn a lot.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is around town.
And our title is Smith's Supermarket. Smith's Supermarket. So Peter, what happened on yesterday's show?
Well, we learned that our friends really like fruit. Fruits like strawberries, oranges, and apples. These are healthy and they can make good desserts.
Yes, they can. Friends, make sure to eat your fruit and make sure to follow along with Peter right now. He will help us with our Read It.
Linda has a shopping list. She needs cereal and milk. She needs bread and some vegetables too. She buys lots of things. Alex asks about the difference between a grocery store and a supermarket. A grocery store is smaller. People have more choices at a supermarket. Ben buys cheesecake at the supermarket, and he buys ice cream to eat with it.
Linda makes a shopping list. Peter, when you go to the supermarket, do you make a shopping list?
No, I don't need a shopping list. I always remember everything I need, always.
Really? Well, I am like Linda. I always need to make a shopping list. I don't want to forget anything that I need.
Okay, yeah, sometimes I do forget. I should make lists. Well, I don't forget Jack, because he tells us our keywords. Friends, let's go to Jack and learn them right now.
Hello, 今天的主题是超市 ,supermarket. Linda 要去采购，她需要 cereal, 谷物脆片。She needs cereal, 这个 cereal 是不可数名词。买了 cereal 就需要买牛奶 ,milk 来配着吃。She needs cereal and milk. Milk 也是不可数名词。接下来还需要买一些青菜。She also needs some vegetables. 蔬菜，青菜就是 vegetable. Alex 想知道超市和杂货店之间有何不同。名词 difference 就是差异，不同处。所以 Alex 问 What's the difference between a supermarket and a grocery store? 杂货店就是Grocery store. Ben 说他超喜欢吃 cheesecake 的，有时候他会去超市买来吃，同时也会买冰淇淋 ice cream 配着 cheesecake 一起吃。He eats cheesecake with ice cream.
Okay, I have everything for the cheesecake. What's on your shopping list?
Well, I need cereal and milk.
What else?
I want some apples and bananas. I need some bread, some lettuce, and carrots.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I need some bread, too.
Let's go to the bakery section and choose some.
Yes, then we can get your fruit and vegetables.
Taylor and Linda are at the supermarket. Taylor has everything she needs for the cheesecake.But Linda still needs to get some things.
Yeah, she needs to get cereal and milk. Lots of people eat cereal in the morning. Do you like eating cereal for breakfast?
I do. I pour my cereal in a bowl, usually healthy cereal, then I add some milk. You can't eat cereal without milk.
No, you can't. And milk is very good for you. You can have a glass of milk with cookies, too.Or anything sweet. It's really good with desserts.
Yes, it is. Well, that sounds good. Linda also needs apples, bananas, bread, lettuce, and carrots.
Well, it's a good thing Linda told her what she needs. Taylor says, thanks for reminding me.
Thanks for reminding me.
What are you talking about? I didn't say anything to you, Marie.
I know that.Thanks for reminding me is today's
calendar phrase.
Thanks for reminding me.
Thanks for reminding me.
谢谢你提醒我。
Tomorrow is my birthday.
Thanks for reminding me.
I'm having a birthday party.
Thanks for reminding me.
Everyone is bringing snacks.
Right. Thanks for reminding me, Grandpa. You will be 90 years old tomorrow.
90 years old? Please don't remind me.
Thanks for reminding me.
Thanks for reminding me.
谢谢你提醒我。
What a fun calendar phrase. Thanks for reminding me. This is a great sentence to know. You can say it when a friend tells you something that you forgot.
So Taylor needs some bread too. So she and Linda will go to the bakery section and choose some. Then they can get some fruit and vegetables.
Vegetables? Ew, I don't like vegetables.
Peter, you should eat your vegetables. Vegetables like carrots, broccoli, and peppers. You don't have to eat it by itself. You can put it in soup or even put it in pasta or make a salad.
Well, I guess you're right, Marie. I should start eating more vegetables. And we should go and learn some more. Friends, let's watch this next conversation together.
Hi, Linda.
Did you buy lots of things at the grocery store?
Yes, I did. Smith's supermarket has a lot of food and other things. I often shop there.
What's the difference between a supermarket and a grocery store?
A grocery store is smaller than a supermarket. Supermarkets sell many different kinds of food.
So you have more choices at a supermarket.
So Alex wants to know what kind of things Linda bought at the grocery store. The grocery store is the place that sells food and drinks.
Right. Now, if you remember on yesterday's show, we talked about what a supermarket was. A supermarket is almost the same thing as a grocery store, but it is a little different. And we will talk about what the difference is very soon.
So, Linda bought some things at the supermarket. They have a lot of food and other things, so she often shops there. Well, Alex wants to know what the difference is between a supermarket and a grocery store. So, what is the difference?
Well, Linda says a grocery store is smaller than a supermarket. Here's Jack to tell us more about this.
对于 Alex 的问题， Linda 的回答是 A grocery store is smaller than a supermarket.杂货店的规模比超市小，这是一个表达比较的句型，是重要句型哦。A is smaller than B， 意思就是 A 比 B 小。你可以把句子里的比较级形容词换掉，来练习一下造句吧。Cars are faster than bikes， 车子比自行车快。Leo is taller than you， Leo 比你高。当形容词多于三个音节的时候呢，它的比较级的形式就变成了 more 加形容词。比如说 ，His smartphone is more expensive than mine， 他的手机比我的贵。或者 ，This sofa is more comfortable than that one， 这张沙发比那张沙发舒服。
Thank you, Jack. Let's practice a little more.So, a mouse is smaller than an elephant, or children are smaller than their parents.
And I'm smaller than Peter. Friends, can you make a sentence on your own? I think you can.
So, in our conversation, Linda says the supermarket sells many different kinds of food. So, you have more choices than a grocery store.
Yeah, that is true. I like to shop at the supermarket because it's bigger and they have more things there. If I need to do a lot of shopping, I will go to the supermarket.
Yeah, and, you know, we use both of these words, so you will not confuse anyone when you say them, but it is good to know the difference. All right, friends, we need to take a short break, but we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
At the grocery store, you can buy many kinds of different foods. But also you can buy other things besides food. Can you think of anything else, Peter?
Well, yes. There are so many other things that you can buy for your home, such as medicine or cleaning things. You can get shampoo and soap. Or if you have animals, you can get their food there, too.
Yes, you can. I always buy my cat food at the grocery store. Well, friends, let's learn more. Let's go to Conversation C.
Did you get a piece of Taylor's cheesecake, Ben?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? That's too bad. It was really good.
I know, because I got 2 pieces of Taylor's cheesecake.
You must like cheesecake.
I do. I buy it at the supermarket sometimes. I buy ice cream to eat with it.
Really? That's too much dessert for me.
Susie and Ben are talking about Taylor. Taylor made some cheesecake. Hey! I didn't get a piece of cheesecake.
Oh, well, that's too bad, Marie. But Ben didn't get one either. But Susie did get a piece. She said it was really good, and I think Ben thinks so, too.
Wait, I'm confused. You just told me that Ben didn't get a piece.
That's right. I didn't say he got a piece. He got 2 pieces of cheesecake. He tells Susie, I got 2 pieces of Taylor's cheesecake. Here's Rebecca to tell us more about this sentence.
Hey, friends! Here's the moment that you've been waiting for. You get to learn a grammar point. Today, you're going to learn how to use the word of with 2 nouns. For example, I got 2 boxes of cookies. Or, she got 1 bag of apples. This grammar point is very important to English students, so make sure you use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. You know, Peter, I'm a little sad that I didn't get a piece of Taylor's cheesecake. But that's okay because I got 2 boxes of presents from my mom. I got them in the mail this morning.
Oh, well, that's very nice. So in our conversation, Susie says to Taylor, you must like cheesecake. And right now I think we must watch Jack because he has more to say about this.
Ben 吃了2块 cheesecake. Susie 说, you must like cheesecake. 这句话是什么意思呢? 是你必须喜欢 cheesecake 吗? 不是的哦。 其实 must 除了表示必须的意思之外 还可以用来表达推测你一定是怎么样 比如你说你每天早上上班前会至少运动1个小时 我就说 You must get up very early every day 我就推测你每天一定很早就起床了我看你钢琴弹得很棒 我就会推测 You must practice a lot 你一定是勤于练习 如果你长得很高 而且你有一个哥哥, 我就会猜测, Your brother must be tall too. 或者你的朋友在一所很好的大学就读, 我可能会推测, She must be very smart. 她一定很聪明吧?
Thank you, Jack. Well, Ben must like cheesecake because he had 2 pieces, and he buys it at the supermarket sometimes too.
Yeah, so when she says, you must like cheesecake, this just means It's pretty obvious that you like this food.
Well, he also buys ice cream to go with the cheesecake. Ice cream? Who doesn't like ice cream?
I love ice cream. My favorite flavor is chocolate ice cream.
I like vanilla ice cream. I like to eat vanilla ice cream with desserts like strawberries and blueberries. All right, friends, right now it's time for us to review our keywords.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Cereal. Cereal. Tom eats cereal for breakfast.
Milk. Milk. Drink a glass of milk at lunch.
Vegetable. Vegetable. Buy some carrots and other vegetables.
Difference. Difference. What's the difference between these?
Grocery store. Grocery store. I can buy eggs at the grocery store.
Ice cream. Ice cream. Ice cream is a delicious dessert. Okay, friends, those are our keywords for today. Keep on practicing. Right now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
Okay, I have everything for the cheesecake. What's on your shopping list?
Well, I need cereal and milk.
What else?
I want some apples and bananas. I need some bread, some lettuce, and carrots.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I need some bread, too.
Let's go to the bakery section and choose some.
Yes, then we can get your fruit and vegetables.
Hi, Linda. Did you buy lots of things at the grocery store?
Yes, I did. Smith's Supermarket has a lot of food and other things. I often shop there.
What's the difference between a supermarket and a grocery store?
A grocery store is smaller than a supermarket. Supermarkets sell many different kinds of food.
So you have more choices at a supermarket.
Did you get a piece of Taylor's cheesecake, Ben?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? That's too bad. It was really good.
I know, because I got 2 pieces of Taylor's cheesecake.
You must like cheesecake.
I do. I buy it at the supermarket sometimes. I buy ice cream to eat with it.
Really? That's too much dessert for me.
Yay! We're going to the grocery store!
Okay, okay, let's make a shopping list.
Good idea! Write down bananas!
Okay, bananas. What else?
More bananas!
Anything else besides bananas? I think we need cereal, right?
Oh, yeah.
And milk.
Yeah.
And vegetables.
And fruit. Bananas.
Okay, what about ingredients?
For what?
For your cheesecake.
Oh, yeah. I remember I was going to make a cheesecake.
That's right.
Well, maybe we should just buy a cheesecake. It's easier.
And it will probably taste better, too. Okay, cheesecake.
Yeah, and don't forget the bananas. Did you put them on the list?
Yes, about 3 times.
Let's make it 4 times. Bananas.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, hi, friends. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I'm watching a movie and eating popcorn. Do you like to eat popcorn? I do, but I try not to eat it too often. Why? Popcorn is junk food. It isn't very healthy. If I eat too much junk food, I might get sick. So I try not to eat it too often. But that's not easy, because junk food tastes really good.
Do you like to eat junk food? Junk food is food like chips, cookies, popcorn, french fries, donuts, and pizza. These things taste good, but they usually have a lot of fat, salt, and sugar in them. These things are not good for your body. Also, they don't have much nutrition. Nutrition is the things in food that will help your body to work. Without good nutrition, we will die. When we eat junk food, we eat a lot of things that are not good for our body and not a lot of things that help our body. So be careful. Don't eat too much junk food.
Well, I finished my movie and my popcorn. The popcorn tasted delicious, but now I don't feel very good. I need to be more careful in the future. Well, friends, I'm going to go get some water. The popcorn made me really thirsty. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for joining us today, everybody. Well, when you go to the grocery store, I think it's pretty easy to buy the food you need because there are different aisles for food. There's the bread aisle, there's the candy aisle, and there's also different sections like the meat section or the fruit section.
That's right. And we have this word called produce. All the produce is together. Produce are the things that are fresh. You need to buy them every week or so because they go bad if you haven't eaten them already.
Well, I have no problem eating some produce right away. Okay, friends, we hope you had fun today. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.